Thank you, Steve. Later on in the show, I'll be honest with you, the second half of the show, after Steve's
thanks for not lying to us.
I'm not going to lie to anybody. Your chance to win a fabulous vacation getaway just for knowing something about Orion Samuelson that nobody else knows in the world but me.
I cannot wait to find out.
It's top secret.
And we have a two-night stay in a one-bedroom courtyard suite at the Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club Resort in Door County, Wisconsin.
Right. So that will happen in the second half of the show from 1 to 3. Make sure you're listening. You can win a vacation getaway. Kurt Wagner is here from TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, all this week we've been following this saga that's been going on behind the scenes in television with what's going on with Kelly Ripa and the show over there. What do you know about what's going on or not going
just
on over there?
About what everybody else does.
It's mysterious,
How
isn't
could
it?
She not show up? That's what
Did
I don't understand.
Did she not show up again today?
Yeah, she said she's not showing up while he's,
until he's
still
gone.
There. That's when she'll come back.
Does she have the right to do that? Is that in
I
her
I don't think so.
I'm going to sneeze.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Hold on. Our affiliates down the line,
if
wait.
She's calling in sick or calling in angry?
Well.
But, I mean, in her contract, it might say, you know, if he's not there, you still have to show up. I mean,
Well,
on the
there,
diva.
Though.
He is there for another week,
I think.
Yeah,
she's not showing up as long as he is there.
All right, but does it say in there, if Michael and I get in a fight, I do not have to go to work?
I think she's more upset with the staff, the people who put on the show, because she believes that they should have informed her that this was coming and they didn't.
Well, so you know, and all that stuff, I don't know.
It's not their job. It's his job. He should have said something to her.
Yeah, he should have said something to her. I mean, I would kind of want that too, I guess. But, you know, I've been in workplaces where people don't say what they're doing until they're doing it.
Right.
Because it's going to screw up the deal, maybe.
Yeah. So, you know.
But if you're her.
Deal
like,
with it.
Like she. Exactly.
If I were her bosses, though, I would be a little.
If you were Gelman. What if you were
ass.
Gelman?
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's all kinds of Gelman. Rumors. I mean, there's the rumors that those two don't get along, and then there's rumors that he didn't get along with Gelman.
Right.
And, you know, nobody knows.
Right.
Except for who knows.
Yesterday we were going through a list, and if you go online, there's so many different websites that give you 8 or 10 or 12 names of people who could be the new replacement for Michael Strahan. Does somebody have the inside track that you know of? Is there somebody whose name is being said more often than others?
I heard
Anderson Cooper, Neil Patrick Harris.
I don't think Anderson Cooper would do it. If I were Anderson
He's got
Cooper,
his own thing going on.
Yeah.
Neil
busy.
Patrick Harris might do it. I don't know. But does he live in L.A.?
He could move.
He's a family man. I don't know that he would want to necessarily
Ryan Seacrest's name keeps coming up.
Stop bringing it up. If you stop saying it, he'll go away, Bill.
Is that true?
I think I should do it.
I think you'd be a good co-host with Kelly Ripa.
I could do that.
All right.
I'd be great at
that. You would be good with her.
Look for that.
Tall, short.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, the current dynamic.
Kelly and Kurt. I like the sound of it. All right. So there, we broke a news story. It's going to be Kurt Wagner.
I'm just throwing my hat in if anybody wants to get that
very good
that ball rolling.
All right, tell us, explain. Now, I don't watch Castle, and I don't think you do either, but I know that a lot is going on at Castle.
Oh, this is the same sort of thing. They did not ask Stana Katic, who is basically the female star. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like the co-star with Nathan Fillion. Mm-hmm. He plays the guy named
Castle. I like
Castle.
Him so much.
And she's Kate Beckett, the detective, who for the last 8 seasons they've had an on-again, off-again.
Will-they-won't-they type relationship. Yeah.
Well, it was will-they-won't-they, and then it was on again. Yeah. Or then it was on, and I thought it was off for a little while, and then it was on. I don't know. I stopped watching it a long time ago. But she was not asked back for this new season as a cost-cutting move. Although the show has not been renewed for the 9th season yet, but ABC announced that she or somebody found out that she wasn't asked back, and neither was Tamala Jones, I think is her name.
Yeah,
Tamara Jones, who was another. She played the ME,
medical examiner.
Yeah, was not asked back either as a cost cutting thing. So, you know, fans are up in arms because they're like, "How can you have the show?" Because they're their relationship was
that's
the central,
dynamic of the show.
But can't they bring her back for an occasional on again thing?
Well, they could, I suppose. But I mean,
but if you're her, you say, well, if you don't want me here to be
and,
here,
you know, she's taken the high road. She's like, I'm grateful. Both of those actresses are, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity. Yada yada. Yada.
Nothing lasts forever.
But there's another rumors are swirling with that too, that she and Nathan Fillion
that they don't
actually
get along.
Didn't get along and haven't for a long time. Who knows if that's true?
Well, you will know if I'm not here one day that Phil has done it.
Yeah, but fans are just
and Kelly Ripa's in my chair.
That would be weird. All right. Look for that.
Yeah, Wendy will just let everybody know. That bell drove me crazy.
Right, right. So the producers are put in a tough position there.
Well, they kind of put themselves in that. I mean, or the studios, I guess, maybe put them in that position. But, you know, why even... I guess you got to have the negotiations before the new season is announced, but they haven't even announced that they have a ninth season.
Why wouldn't they have waited to see if they got renewed and then said to themselves, we got to budget this a little better?
I mean, that's timing, I guess, because the network decides that. If they
And she's been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's been, did you just say 8 years?
Yeah,
Castle's been on for 8 years.
Good God, where have I been?
Isn't that crazy?
Monday nights at 9, I don't know.
Wow.
See, I have to tell you, and I don't know how much this means to anyone else, but you say Monday nights at 9, it makes no difference to me because we all have the DVR, so if there's something you watch, you don't even know what night it's on or what time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I feel you don't have to tell us anymore.
Just say it's on your DVR.
Some people, but you got to know about it to set your DVR.
Yeah.
That's true, too. Yeah. All right. So... So that's where things stand at both the Kelly Ripa show, Kelly and Blank, Kelly and Kurt Wagner.
Yeah, right.
And Castle, and it just shows you should get along with your coworkers or somebody's going to get hurt. We'll take
right,
a quick...
especially if you're not in the marquee. You know,
right.
Your name's not in the title.
Right, so true.
Like, they have to keep him because he's Castle.
Oh, yeah, you can't not have Castle.
Oh,
although,
I didn't know that was his
they
name.
Did that. Do you know who they did that with? You know who they bumped out of a show who had their own name on the show?
Who?
Valerie Harper, when
oh,
it was Valerie's
right.
family, they just they sent her packing.
They just called it.
Then it was
family.
Called the Hogan family.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true.
So get your name in the title, but have a backup plan. All right, a quick break. More with Kurt Wagner, one of the co-hosts of Kelly and Kurt, in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com, and people have texted us saying, even though many people do have DVR service, some people do not, so please continue to say Monday night at 9 on CBS, or whatever you want to say, Kurt.
Monday night at 9.
And
CBS.
And that's
ABC.
True.
ABC.
Not everybody has cable.
Right.
Yeah. That's I would
true.
Like to cancel mine.
No. No.
So you want to know what the most exciting TV was this week?
What
yes.
was the most exciting television this week?
The Blackhawks.
Yes, it was. Wasn't
Absolutely.
It? Yeah, it was.
Several times.
Now, what happens ratings-wise, because the games have been later games this past week, and I know that everybody in the Blackhawks front office is saying, why couldn't we be on an hour earlier? The ratings are going to take a little bit of a hit when a game ends as late as the game ended last night.
Probably so, yeah, and probably they're going to even parse them out, you know, more people at the early, you know, the first period. And,
sure.
You know, like that kind of thing. But, boy, if you stick with it,
yeah,
what a gift yep. it was, and it just you know just this week I watching them and I watched the Cubs also on Sunday. It's kind of that ABC. Remember that Wide World of Sports on ABC
sure,
used to say
Freak
what
Outie.
The thrill of victory and
the agony
of defeat.
Yep.
It's just crazy. There's so much drama in sports when you know sometimes I have to turn off the. People talking because they kind of ruin it. But,
really? Yeah.
But
not Blackhawks people.
You know, you just but it's
awesome.
Just amazing. I mean, it's just yeah. I had to do so much laundry this week because I kept crapping my pants. I was so nervous.
That's a great visual, Kurt. Thanks for sharing that with us. I know that Chicago Sportsnet last night after the Jake Arrieta no hitter, they had to switch over in the seventh inning to the Blackhawks game. But then they reminded us that after the Blackhawks game, which ended very late, they were going to replay the Cubs game in its entirety so you could watch the no-hitter. I'm a baseball fanatic. I didn't stay up for the rebroadcast. I saw the original. But I could see people going, well, I didn't get to see it the first time. I'll tape it or stay up and watch
right.
it.
That's yeah. those DVRs again.
Yep. Prince died yesterday. We all know that. But there have been a lot of tributes to Prince on television, and you're chronicling them, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I just posted a thing this morning that lists all of the tributes that different networks are doing over the weekend. Like ABC's devoting 2020 to him tonight.
Oh, are they?
And then
to his life story,
yeah,
I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's MTV's been doing stuff and VH1, different networks, Fuse, a lot of the cable networks.
If you do anything, go watch that video of the Prince halftime show at Super Bowl 40 something where the Bears were in it.
Yeah.
I remember watching it on TV, and if you go back and look at it, it just is really remarkable.
You know, a lot of people tweeted that yesterday.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he's singing Purple Rain as the rain is coming down, and you just go, wow, how poetic is that? How
and
did
it
that
was
happen?
Pouring.
Yeah.
It was pouring. It was so touching and so beautiful. And then yesterday I retweeted something. All the people were gathered near Paisley Park, and there was a rainbow.
I saw that.
That showed up over the compound.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
In all the clips I watched of him yesterday, and there were some great ones, there was a performance on Saturday Night Live that was fantastic. There was a Tonight Show performance. But the one that I really liked was him on The Muppet Show, and I had never seen that before. I didn't. I don't remember him being
the
on
original
The Muppet,
Muppet Show.
Show.
Yeah,
the original one. And the guy actually, in addition to being a great singer, he could act. I mean, I forgot about that. It's just, it's him with the Muppets, but he was very believable, just kind of a downplaying himself in a scene or two. I thought he was really good.
Right. It's pretty cool. I mean, I remember he used to always do those after shows. And, you know, if you were lucky enough to get in, it was just like the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
I remember I was in Minneapolis visiting a friend one time, and we went to this impromptu thing that he had, and he didn't like sing the whole time because he was like introducing acts,
right?
But he was up there and he was around, and it was just the most incredible thing, because you think, you know, this guy is huge, and back then it was like, you know, untouchable huge.
Sure,
you know,
of course.
You're not mixing through social media with these people and everything, so that was, you know, it's pretty amazing.
I like all the attention that he's getting. When this happened yesterday, at about this time, just a little after this time, I was thinking to myself, I hope that the media gives him the attention that he deserves. And he really is. He's gotten a lot. It's only been a day, but you really have seen a flood of attention from the media.
Well, MTV canceled some of its programming yesterday and actually played music videos. His
music they
videos.
Did.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, they don't do that much.
No, they don't.
They really don't. When Bill Bellamy was in earlier, we were talking about this off the air with him, how if you're a celebrity and you die on the same day as another celebrity, like China did. China was a female wrestler, and she really got next to no attention yesterday, and part of that is because somebody perceived to be, you know, bigger in the entertainment industry
died. Well, she died earlier this week, didn't she? I thought she...
I'm not sure.
Because I thought I remember reading that Wednesday.
I thought she died earlier than Prince, but it's still, it happened, I don't remember.
The announcement was kind of widespread early yesterday morning. It had either happened a day or two prior, but the announcement was made. So we were just kind of finding out about it early yesterday morning. But I told Bill Bellamy the story. I remember Terry Garr saying years ago she was on a plane that had turbulence and she was afraid for her life, and she looked over and she saw Cher on the same flight and thought, please don't let this plane crash because Cher will get all the attention.
And look at Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson died on the same day.
Yeah.
You want to hear a little of Prince with the Muppets?
Oh, yeah. I love this.
There it is.
Oh, boy.
Hey, everybody. Here's some trivia. Before was known as...
They're holding up a symbol.
He was known as Prince. But before was known as Prince, he was unknown. And like so many other unknowns, made his first TV appearance with us on a show we called Muppet Hoo-Ha.
Let's watch, shall we?
He's singing a song about breakfast.
Hey, Rizbob.
Hey, Bobob.
Do you know why bees go buzz?
Why, Bobob, why?
Because it's easier than going...
What'd you learn in school today?
Pi R squared.
This is their version, the Muppets version of Hee Haw. They're doing Hoo Haw, and then Prince is coming up in little overalls.
Yeah, he's the guest star.
Fences are painful. Oh.
Here's Prince.
Say, Jed.
Yes, Ned.
You've got the ugliest dog I ever did see. What do you call it?
Well, before we painted him brown and glued ears on him, we'd call him Alligator.
Aha!
That's a young Prince.
Very young.
You got to see it. We'll put a link up.
But it's one of those things that you think, well, Prince would be too cool to be on the Muppet Show. He's going to say no to Jim Henson's Muppets. But no, he showed up and he had a good time on the show.
Yeah. And as cool as he was, I don't get the feeling that he acted like some superstar in front of people. Like he was pretty genuine and soft-spoken and lovely.
Except there's stories that I've been reading, you know, since he died yesterday about
him
being
extremely,
he didn't like a lot of people looking him in the eye. There were stories about...
We all have our hang-ups.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Don't you freaking look at me.
Right. Weird Al Yankovic had apparently, on several occasions, asked permission to parody a song of Prince's, and he was always told no. And then they found themselves sitting next to each other at an event, And Weird Al was told by way of a telegram. He received a telegram that said, while sitting next to Prince, Prince asked that you not look directly at him.
That's a very princely thing to do.
That's a joke, because who gets a telegram?
I don't, well, it was when telegrams were a thing. If this happened today, I'd go,
what, you mean
I don't
Prince had somebody come over and say, send this telegram?
Give this telegram to...
They would have been not even sitting next to each other anymore by the time he got that telegram.
How about that?
You know, and I love Weird Al, but I really respect Prince for not giving him permission. Prince, seriously, Prince really was trying to be inspirational in
right.
his music.
Well, you know,
and
he was a real private person, too. Yeah. He didn't like to share, you know, secrets about himself, or not even secret, but just his private life. So, you know, I guess he sort of had a distancing thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, but if that's what you want, that's what you want.
And it was only Weird Al that couldn't look him in the eyes.
Everybody else was allowed
to. But, you know, on stage and in those clubs and everything, he was there.
Like
hanging
with the people?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't like sitting at the bar or anything,
right.
but he was, you know.
In the middle of it all. Yep. Kurt Wagner's website is tvshowpatrol.com, and of course you can see him with Kelly Ripa. That starts next Monday or the week after, Kurt? When can we
I don't know.
That?
I don't think she'll be back
That's
until the
be
week
fun.
After.
Have a great weekend. Thank you for
too.
Being here.
You
it's
too.
Kurt Wagner from tvshowpatrol.com. News is next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.